B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It would be fun to think that he watched Tom Brady go win a Super Bowl and that he was ultra motivated by that. But when I ran that by people around the team, they really pushed back on it. And they said, this approach is something completely different. It's about a roster that has a lot of holes. And also, and this is key, taking advantage of an unusual offseason. The salary cap going down for the first time in a decade. And the Patriots looked at this as a unique opportunity. They had all this cap space. There weren't as many teams around the league that they were competing with for a larger pool of players that might have otherwise, Greeny, not been available in a year when the cap went up.
And welcome into Felger and Maserati, day two of the Patriots free agent extravaganza. We got Maz and Murray back in our Town Fair Tire studios. I am remote. Let's jump right back into it and continue to get your reaction on the remaking of the New England Patriots. And that was Mike Reese this morning on ESPN. Maz and Murray, and we'll just start with that question. He says, this current free agent splurge, which continued today with the second tight end on the board, or first, however you ranked them, the Pats are now coming home with the top two tight ends on the board in Janu Smith and Hunter Henry, that this splurge in free agency is not about Brady and or his success in Tampa. It's about the unique opportunity, Maz, that the pandemic salary cap has created for the Patriots. Do you believe that?
Blah, 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 blah. Stop it with that. Would you stop it with that? And I don't mean you. You know who I'm talking about. Oh, would you? As soon as I heard the words, you know, there was significant pushback on that. I went, oh, there it is. There it is. You know, the idea that this was in response to Brady. Well, they're in the organization. There's pushback on that. Gotcha. Yeah, you struck a nerve. Struck a nerve. That's what it is. They struck a nerve. That's why there's pushback. You're telling me if Brady went 5-11, they'd be doing this? No way. No way. And if it's purely about the holes in the roster, how come they didn't do it 2 years ago when Brady was here and the roster sucked? And look, maybe they did in some way a little bit during the year. Oh, the Brady thing's front and center, please.
Well, if it's not, it's another thing. Because you got to pick one of the two. It's either the shame and embarrassment of what Brady did to them last year, or it's a referendum on their terrible drafting. So, for example, two tight ends you just picked up in free agency, and the Hunter Henry signing is wild. Like, I didn't see that one coming, and it's great. You should be pumped about it. But you signed two tight ends after you just drafted two? So there is a why behind all of this. Which are you going to pick? Because it's not just, well, they had the money. What do you expect them to do? It's one or the other, or maybe a little bit of both, but you got to choose. It's not just they had the money to spend. No way.
Okay, so we're going to pick our way through the narratives and the spin that is developing in the last 24 hours. That's sort of a prominent one because I think it is, you know.
Oh, it started quickly.
I mean, the pushback, right? The pushback.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the you know, just the thought of these, you know, Brady and Belichick are still going at each other. And that's, you know, that's, I think that's just, that it's obviously a part to it. Obviously a part. You know, I'm not telling you it's the whole part. I think the last time the Patriots were in this kind of spot, we, you know, mentioned this yesterday, when it looked like they were at a crossroads roster wise or organizationally, they responded strongly. So they've done things like this before, like it, whether that was 2006 into 2007 or 2003, where they came off years, they came up short and they said, you know, we're going to really address the roster. So they've done things akin to this. They've never done this. So, you know, what's the steroid boost that this one just puts it absolutely over the top? And you've seen all the numbers, a record amount of money spent. I think Robert Kraft has spent more guaranteed money in the last 2 days than he did to buy the team.
Yeah, that's right. It's right.
I'm guessing that. I mean, he paid $171 million to buy the team. I don't know what they've spent in guaranteed money to this point, but it's getting up in that range. So, of course, Brady's a factor there. And, of course, Belichick and Brady and Belichick's shelf life. All that. It's a factor. It's a factor. It's a factor. Okay? It's not the whole story, though, but it's definitely part of it. There's other narratives. You know, the narrative that gets me is that, you know, look at how smart the Patriots are saving all this cap space for this year. And, you know, this is they're taking advantage of a market inefficiency because they're smart and they've saved all their money for this year. And look at how smart they are and how dumb these other teams are, that they don't have money to spend, and how smart the Patriots are to have all this money in a year where you're getting some depressed assets. First of all, I'm not sure how depressed their assets are. I feel like they've overpaid for their guys. I mean, I don't know. Hunter Henry and Janu Smith are the third and fourth highest paid tight end in football. What would they have been in a normal year?
And Judon is in the top six, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I feel like they're still paying premium prices for these guys.
The Nelson Agholor is the one. And I liked him, and I'm glad that they got him. But the price they paid, it's like, eesh. I think if you waited, you probably could have got him a little cheaper.
So, look, I think there's – well, I mean, look, they are – I don't think there are as many bidders out there as there would be. So they're taking advantage of that for sure. And in a non-pandemic year, I can see them coming home with Janu Smith or Hunter Henry. Not both. Like, both is, you know, that speaks to there weren't enough bidders out there for those guys. So they've definitely taken advantage of that. But go back one step to how they got to this spot. You know, I hear people say, look how smart they are. They saved all their money for this year. They don't have a lot of money, folks, because they're smart. They have a lot of money because they suck. Let's not confuse the two. The teams with the most cap space, I think, are you, the Jets, and the Jaguars, right?
Mm-hmm.
You all suck. You're closer to those teams than you are to the top of the league. You have a lot of money because you have no good players. You've drafted poorly. Your roster blows, and so you've spent no money on it. You've spent the least amount of money on your roster of any team in the league over the last 5 years going into this year. So this is something that's, you know, crawls up my tailpipe. Look at their master manipulation. They didn't manipulate anything. They suck. Their roster blows. They have no good players. Therefore, they've spent no money, and they have the most money to spend. Just like Jacksonville, just like the Jets. The smart teams and the good teams already have good players. They don't have as many needs. And so they're not spending as much. Like you for the previous 20 years, for the most part. Okay? Those are the smart teams. It's the dumb teams that have all this room and need to spend like this, or the sucky teams. I don't think you're dumb. I take that back. It's either the dumb or the suck. So I don't think you're dumb, but I do think your roster sucks, and this is why you have money. This is not because of their smarts or their brilliance or their manipulation. It's because they blow. So that's the one that sort of goes up my tailpipe.
As well it should.
How about this one? This is the reason they signed Cam Newton, and Cam Newton is actually helping all these guys land here, and that was a savvy move by the Patriots to give them a quarterback and give these guys a reason to come here. True or false?
Murray?
I don't believe it, and part of that is, you know, I think you have proof of why it's not believable yesterday with the Matthew Judon signing. Jacine Anderson of ESPN tweeted him saying, you know, why did you sign with the Patriots, or, you know, what was your interest level or something along those lines? And he said, no, they came after me. It's about the money. It's about the money more than anything else. And so, again, if you are going to try to spin this then as Cam Newton is this lightning rod to bring in free agents, well, don't in the same breath try to tell me, well, he could still also be a backup, because a backup isn't going to be a lightning rod to sign free agents. He's not going to do that. So then tell me he's the quarterback. You know, you can't have it both ways there. But ultimately, no, I don't believe that.
I mean, I'll say this. It didn't hurt. It didn't hurt them, clearly, because they've been able to pull it off. Like, I thought having Newton there would be, oh, God, who's going to want to come play with this guy? And it has not been an obstacle at all. But to your point, Mike, three of the contracts he signed are in the top six at their position. The two tight ends and Judon. So it's not like they're throwing pocket change around. And I'll go back to the same thing I said from the very beginning.
They're not getting any discounts.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way to me. Again, like, you know, I don't think it has hurt them. But I thought from the beginning that, okay, you know, if you want to say that it's money, fine. But my point was the Patriots didn't have a history of paying out the money. Well, this year they're paying it out. And so I think Murray's right. At the end of the day, I think that's the reason.
Here's what Cam Newton is for these free agent signings. He's an excuse. He's cover. he's cover for them doing what they really just want to do and almost always do in every situation, which is go for the money. And this is something I've always believed. We told them, you know, we argued about this earlier in the offseason about them being able to lure players. And I said, if the money's there, that's one, that's 1A, that's 1B, that's 1C. But to make it look good, a guy like Hunter Henry will say early in free agency, well, you know, it's not just about the money. You got to know, you know, it's the right situation and who's throwing you the ball and the quarterback's important. And you throw out all this nonsense when it's really, it's just about the money. But you got, you give it lip service, right? You want to make it right for your family and what puts me in the best position and the players I'm playing with. That's all bullcrap. It's bullcrap. In football, more than any other sport, you have to take the guaranteed money because the shelf lives are so short. But anyway, so Hunter Henry says that. He says, again, last month, you can't just take the most money. It's not all about money. You want to know who you're playing with. Your quarterback's important. Well, Cam Newton sucks, and Hunter Henry probably knows it. But Cam Newton gives Hunter Henry at least the ability to say, well, they got Cam Newton, the former MVP. I'm not going to a sucky quarterback. I'm going to a team with a quarterback. Mm-hmm. They got a quarterback. And even though in his heart of hearts he knows Cam Newton blows, and everyone knows Cam Newton blows, it's cover. It's cover, and it's an excuse to say, no, no, they have a quarterback, when what they're all doing is what they always do 99% of the time. They take the most money on the table. And so that's what I think Cam Newton. So I do think his presence is important for that. You know, it allows Henry not to look like a liar last month when he says, well, you got to know who's throwing you the ball. And so it gives these guys cover. So I think Newton's presence is important. You know, this begets another thing, though, that Hunter Henry, among others, was so insistent on saying, you know, we got to go to a good quarterback. I don't know who the quarterback is. Do you think there's any sense that there is another quarterback coming and Hunter Henry knows it?
I wouldn't rule that out either. Yeah.
Maybe.
I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, now, you know, it could be vague, too. It could be along the lines of, hey, look, one way or another, we're getting someone else. So at a minimum, it'll be Cam. But we're either going to make a trade or draft someone or both. So we're not done at quarterback either. And my guess is they probably also shared their plans with these guys in terms of what their intentions were across the board. Like, you know, again, look at what Belichick has done here in the last 24 hours or 36. He probably went to all these guys and said, listen, we're going to sign a ton of you. We're going after like 8 guys in the first 2 days. You're one of them. And and here are the others we're looking at. And he was able to accomplish some of that with Rosenhaus because he had multiple clients anyway. And I think he just put everyone on notice. We're back. We're serious. We're back. And I think that I think people listened.
Yeah. I mean, the whole last 24 hours, 36 hours, it's been nuts. You never get this with this team. You might get the random splash like Stephon Gilmore, but this isn't a splash. It's an effing tidal wave. So you should be pumped. And few things jazz up a fan base like, you know, a big splash in free agency. We haven't really had anything like this since maybe the Celtics acquiring Kyrie. So it's awesome. You should be pumped. I would want a better quarterback. I would like to think something is still in the works here, maybe for Garoppolo or whatever. But again, when it comes to the why, it's one or the other. It's the shame and embarrassment of what Brady did to them last year, and this is them retooling, or a referendum on their terrible drafting. It's one or the other.
It's and. It's both. Of course, well, sure. Both. And it's a third thing, and that is they don't want to suck, which is really my favorite thing on all of them.
Right, good.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
And they are determined to be players and to be a real team and a competitive team, and 7-9 doesn't sit, and the direction they were going doesn't sit. Okay, that's the best news.
Oh, thank God, because I thought we were heading back to the dark ages. I really did.
Okay, so, like, it's those three things. It's all of them combined. Brady's in there. Make no mistake, Brady's in there. And while Cam Newton is not luring these guys here, I think Newton being here is a factor. It was a positive factor for the Patriots in getting these guys. It gave these guys cover. It allowed Hunter Henry to say, I'm going to the quarterback. I said I was going for the quarterback. I'm still going for the quarterback. Cam Newton's an MVP. He's the man. And he's a very popular player, and I think... Well, there you go. In terms of what's coming next, is there anything more at that position? I mean, I've been surprised to this point, so I might be surprised even more. But I don't know, that whole thing about if you spend on the quarterback, you can't build the team around him. They've just built a pretty good team, right? I mean, they're in the process of, through Frazee, building a pretty good team. Can they also pay the quarterback those premium dollars? Or is this a way of saying, no, watch, we're going to build a team, not pay a quarterback, and watch. So they're still trying to prove that point. That's an open question as well. So here we are, day two of it. Your reaction right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, you know, but you know what? I didn't know Michael and DJ. It was how was the approach going to be? I know he had a ton of money to spend, but I don't think anybody saw this on the first day. Now, let's face it. I think there was a lot of guys that were signed today, day one of free agency, that are kind of guys that you probably could have waited 3 or 4 days, to kind of see how the market shook out before you sign them. Guys like Jalen Mills, Henry Anderson from the Jets, Devin Gotcho from the Miami Dolphins. To me, those are guys you could have waited to sign. But I think Bill Belichick was like, I want to make a splash today. Day one, it was very, very important to go out and do that. And here's the thing. Bill Belichick knows at this stage of the game, with Tom Brady not here anymore, that he's going to have to spend money. He's going to have to buy his love. I think he's done that as he's gotten older in his career. I think he's paid guys more than he would normally pay in the past because he knows to get guys to come here that he's going to have to overpay. And that's what he probably did. I think Judon got overpaid a little bit. I think Jonnu Smith got overpaid a little bit. And the other signings were, I thought, are guys that you could have probably signed a few days later. But I think the Patriots really wanted to make a statement and have a good day from a PR standpoint.
It was Ted Johnson on NBC Sports Boston last night. I thought with a really nice point. You know, what was the lure here? Was it just the money? Was it, which I think it's 95% of it, but, do you have to have a quarterback to draw these players? I don't think so, but, some people think Newton was a factor. I think he was a small factor in this thing as well. But how do they do it? How do you get players to come here? It's been a big conversation the last month. And how do you get this to be a destination here again without Tom Brady, with an exacting tough coach and a 7-9 record? Like, how do you do that? And Bill was, Ted Johnson's point is that Bill was conscious of that. And so he creates the destination the very first day that he can. And Ted's so right. They didn't have to sign Henry Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this guy? Henry Anderson. Or even Gotchow.
Correct.
Was a depressed asset coming out of Miami. He had lost his job. He had fallen out of favor. He wasn't a hot commodity. And even, the receivers, Aguilar and Bourne, we're not like top of the list free agents. Those were mid-list free agents, right? It's certainly Bourne. You don't have to sign those guys day one. But by doing it day one and you make it part of this wave, well, you sort of just, it's a statement to show everybody, no, we're a destination. We're a place people want to be. Look at all the guys coming here. And, you put that thing right back on the tracks day one. I thought it was good analysis by Ted, and I think it was a motivation for Belichick as well.
Yep, we're back. That's sort of what, to me, the Patriots are looking for the bumper sticker. That's what it is. We're back. We are serious, and we are, we're going to make a run at it. And so, look, I thought that part of it was huge for them yesterday, just with the fan base, let alone the rest of the league. Everyone looked at it and went, whoa, where did that come from? Just because it was so out of character. And there's value in that. And Mike, your point about if Belichick did some self-analysis there, he deserves credit for that. If he looked at it and said, I'm not enough to get these guys to come by myself. I'm not. So, and again, maybe that's part of his logic with Newton, too.
Maz? I think he's realized this for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
I think this is why Devin McCourty is here and so highly paid, to Ted's point. In the first half of this dynasty, Devin McCourty would have been restructured or cut a long time ago. But he knows he needs those guys, unlike he had in the past. And so Cam Newton's valuable to him there. Cam Newton's still a popular guy and is a big fan of Belichick and, you know, speaks the Belichick gospel. Bill needs those guys.
Yeah, and again, and maybe it's also why Hightower comes back. Like, maybe he's not going to cut him. I mean, and I mean the salary, not cut right. the player. Maybe that was the difference between Hightower and Cannon, where they said to Cannon, you're going to have to take a pay cut, and they didn't say that to Hightower, who I think, you know, look, you know, who the hell knows, but he's still in the mix right now anyway.
Okay, your reaction here, as promised. Scott in the car, lead us off.
Hey, listen, I don't want to take the bait, but I'll take the bait, okay? When you talk about the salary cap, why was it first introduced? To create parity. This guy's been here for 20 years, 244 wins, 90-something losses. And now you're ready to say, oh, it's all because of Brady, because he's angry, who wants to get back at him? It's one bad season. If you look at the resume says he's still playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. Belichick has continued to prove you guys wrong year after year. And I get you got to stir it up, and I'm usually good at not engaging. But good gravy, you served
Scott,
it up there, and I had
well,
to
but, well, hold on one second. So hold on. You think he's playing chess at quarterback?
It doesn't matter at quarterback. It's a team game.
Doesn't matter at quarterback, huh?
How many times have they won with the defense?
Scott, why don't you just... So hold on. Is he playing chess at the draft? Is he playing chess at the draft? Is he playing chess at the draft?
Listen, I admit his draft isn't on point, but either way, he's put out a good product. 244 wins, 92 seasons.
Okay.
You're not going to hit home runs on everything.
How about right? bunt singles every once in a while at the draft? So if he's playing chess, someone who's playing chess drafts two tight ends, pays them on rookie contracts for 3 or 4 years, and gets elite production at a position that you draft and develop for cheap, affordable dollars. Someone who's playing checkers and is playing catch-up drafts two tight ends, trades up for two tight ends 1 year, and then the next year, because he drafted so poorly, signs the top two guys in free agency for a combined $60 million guaranteed or whatever it is?
Yeah, the caller just reluctantly admitted the drafts haven't been good lately, so you've given me the answer as to why. Because, again, I want to hear the why from everyone as to why the free agent spending spree of the last couple of days. Is it because of the shame of what Brady did to them last year or that they butchered the draft in recent years? So
how could you say they're playing chess or they're one step ahead of everybody when the last 24, 36 hours has been a massive game of catch-up?
Right.
He's playing catch-up. He's totally. Not a step ahead. He's a step behind. He's trying to catch up to everybody.
Yeah, no. And the drafts haven't been bad. They just haven't been on point. Like, can we use any more euphemisms? Listen, he butchered the roster. He mismanaged the assets. Then Brady walked out the door, and he had nothing. That's what the reality is here. So this guy is a Belichick guy, clearly, which, again, is fine. Belichick deserves a lot of support. He's been an incredible coach here. But the roster deteriorated badly over the last few years to the point where Brady himself recognized it and said, this blows. Let alone the fact that you're busting my balls when I'm covering your ass all the time. So he left. And when you say, oh, you're putting it all on the quarterback, giving the quarterback all the credit? Yeah. Yeah, that's right, I am. Yep, not all of it, but I think the quarterback was more important than the coach. I do. So there. Like, take that.
Don't give me the proved you wrong business. I was with Bill. I sided with Bill. He let me down, caller. So I don't know. I don't know what he let you down. Although, clearly, you don't hold it against him. I do. Here's Murray's update. The very latest rumors, innuendo involving the New England Patriots, and we come back with more of your reaction to Hunter Henry. Either the number one or number two tight end on the board, also in New England. So don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mez.
Just a non-stop whirlpool of kerfuffle.
Kicking a hornet's nest every single day.
You gotta listen to believe it. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now that you get to hit free agency, what is free agency about for you? Is it about fit? Is it about an opportunity to get the best contract that may be out there? What are you looking for in free agency?
It's a mix of both. I think, obviously, you got to look at it financially. I would be lying to you if I wasn't just like, you know, I'm not even going to look at the money or anything like that. I mean, that's part of it. That's part of our job and everything. But I don't think it's all about that, right? I think I want to play somewhere where there's a good quarterback that's huge for our position. You know, it makes things a lot easier on that burden of things. So, you know, playing with a good quarterback always makes things better. But, you know, you got to look at both. You got to look at some of the financial stuff, but not dive too deep into it, that you go chasing it, because I also want to play with a good quarterback.
So Hunter Henry, that was last month. Hunter Henry says he wants to play with a good quarterback. And he goes to the team with perhaps the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. Bottom one or two. So it's either one of three things. Okay, one, he's a liar. And like the rest of these guys, they just go for the biggest pile of money. And I don't blame them in that sport. You have to. Short lifespans, short money, non-guaranteed contracts. Whoever offers you the biggest guaranteed pile of money, you go to. It doesn't matter if freaking Sosie's the quarterback. You go. Okay? So that's what I always suspected and thought, and that's what I thought would happen, and that's what's happened. So, but it's either that, okay, either he's just flat-out lying, the quarterback has nothing to do with it, it's just about the money. Two, he actually thinks Cam Newton's a good quarterback. Or three, they've told him something else is coming and he knows something else is coming. So what is it?
I have to think that it's three. I just don't know how you make all these acquisitions and you get Jonnu Smith as well. And it's clear that they're going to try to make the offense like they did in the early part of the decade, 2010, 2011, when they first had Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, and say, yeah, we're going to do that with Cam Newton. You had to have let these guys know there's something else in the works here. I promise you we're going to get Garoppolo.
So I bet you it's a combination of, I mean, the money's a given.
Sure. Okay?
The money's a given, right? So I think it's a combination of two and three. I think it was something along the lines of, look, Cam's good at throwing at the tight end. He works with guys like you. Here's the proof. And they throw, what's his name?
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen at him. Okay, say, look, he worked with Greg Olsen. He can still make that throw. We just didn't have tight ends. And if it's not him, you're going to be a huge part of it either way. So either he's here and he can throw to you, or someone else is here and they're going to throw to you, but we will have someone who can throw to the tight end. Like, I sort of reconcile it that way. Now, do they get him if they don't offer the money? Maybe not, but they did. I mean, to me, that's the real outlier here, is the money they're throwing around to these guys, especially the front-end ones. You might get one every 5 years, Mike, as you've said, right? Like, see, every once in a while you get one, a Rosie Colvin or whoever. You don't get three of them in one off season. Like, all of a sudden, you know, I say this jokingly. It's like Belichick's on a cocaine binge. Like, he's running around like a madman, just throwing money at people. It's crazy. And part of me is almost uncomfortable by it.
So my sense is, if I'm answering my own facilitation there, you know, what is it? The money, he believes in Newton, or he believes three, that there's a third quarterback coming? It's one. It's number one. I mean, I don't know what is now. I still think the Pats have the worst quarterback situation in the league. Maybe the Washington football team. Like, I don't know.
They got Fitzpatrick, and they got the kid that almost beat Brady and the Bucks in the wild card game, and Heinicke, whatever the hell his name is.
Right, it's toss up. Yeah. So us or the Redskins or who? Like, I mean, I don't know who's worse.
I would take those two. I wanted Fitzpatrick. The Patriots have the worst quarterback situation in the league.
The Washington has three quarterbacks I'd take before he took Newton.
So all I'm saying is, whether we're the worst or the 31st or the 30th, if the 32nd team or the 33rd team offered, so Hunter Henry got 12.5 here from New England. If the 33rd team offered him 13, that's where he'd be. And it's just the way it works. It's just the way it works with these guys in this sport. They go for the guaranteed money, and they should go for the guaranteed money. And then everything else falls into place. And so this is why I think, you know, I'm not going too far with the, it's crucial that Cam Newton is here. I don't think it's crucial that Cam Newton's here. I think if they offered these guys the most money, they'd still be here. Most of them, 90% of them. But I think it makes it, you know, I think it just gives them the cover. So Hunter Henry, if he wants to say, well, yeah, I'm going to a team with a quarterback, he can say he's going to a team with a quarterback. It's bullcrap, but he can say it. Where without, you know, without Cam Newton, you know, you're going to a place that has no quarterback and no prospect, etc. But it is a fascinating case study for Hunter Henry to come out 1 week and say, wow, the quarterback's important. And then he signs with the team with the worst quarterback in the league. I mean, that just happened. And, you know, it's a case study. Let it be a lesson for when these guys, you know, say it's about this and it's about that. It's about quarterback. It's not. It's about the contract. It's about the contract. And that's okay. It should be about the contract for those guys. Back to your thoughts. Alex on the South Shore. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. Quickly, I just had a conversation with my father-in-law, and I you guys are driving me crazy this long and all that I've known him. I was going over the free agents and saying that they spent this amount of money, more money than Kraft bought the team, and he's like, well, isn't that something to do with the salary cap? And to that I'm saying he has all that room because he doesn't invest in the QB. And he's buying all these players because he can't draft. It's like, dude, if you could draft worth a damn, you could take that money and invest in a halfway decent QB, and I blame that entirely on him. And it's mainly because of Garoppolo. Because if he
Hey, Alex, I'm just going to cut you off. The thing about, you know, your father or whatever, like they're manipulating the salary cap. They have all this money because they suck.
Correct.
It's not because they manipulated anything. It's good timing. I mean, I guess there's some good fortune there that they, you know, their roster hit rock bottom and they decided to reset the roster the very year and the first time in 100 years or so we had a worldwide pandemic. I mean, so that's like sort of good timing in that regard, silver lining for them with this thing that, you know, there aren't as many bidders out there for these players. That I do believe. That has been a factor. And so I think that that's good timing for them. But that's all that is. That's good luck. They didn't predict that. What they predicted, the pandemic? No. Their roster was in a years-long decline. It had gotten old. It had gotten slow. It had gotten expensive. And their drafting has absolutely sucked. And it all came to a head the very year that the salary caps came down because of the pandemic. That's a nice little bit of good fortune. It was no master manipulation. Sorry.
Again, it's chess and checkers, Felger. He started it in Wuhan.
Oh, God, please. And Cam Newton was the ultimate checkers move. They had nowhere else to go, so they had to bring back Cam Newton. What were their alternatives? Again, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick could maybe, or Alex Smith, and they chose Cam Newton.
These three teams. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just going to say quick, the one thing those people have no answer for, and they're so brainwashed that it is maddening. The one thing they have no answer for is, so what, he drafted, I almost said a bad word, sorry. he drafted like crap? He drafted like crap for 5 years on purpose? On purpose?
Master plan.
Yeah. No, he did it deliberately.
No, because he knew that the pangolin was going to crawl into the wet market in Wuhan or whatever.
He released it, yeah.
However this effing thing started. You know,
they were eating bats.
He knew. He purposely went into the lab there that they were working on coronavirus research and opened, you know, cracked the door. He left the door unlocked.
I think it was Ernie.
And then let the pangolins crawl along in there because he knew his roster. He was all conspiring. Because he's playing chess and everyone else is playing checkers. That's what happens.
I meant earn dog.
So far, these three teams have made the most signings. The Texans, the Jaguars, the Patriots. What do they all have in common?
They suck.
Yeah. So, come on.
Are we leaving Tampa Bay off the list? They've made a bunch of signings too, but it's all their own guys.
That doesn't fit the agenda right now. Long commercial-free segment is next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
Way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They don't call me the wet blanket of reason for nothing. Uh-oh. And if this was another team, I mean, I wouldn't laugh at them. I would just say, all right, this is interesting. I like the moves that they're making, but rarely does this many moves in one NFL offseason pay off the next year. And there's little doubt that you have to look at the other side of the coin on this, is that the Patriots had to do all this in one offseason. To me, is an indictment on their team building the past 3 years.
Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, the wet blanket of reason. I mean, those are inescapable facts that they couldn't draft certain positions, so they've had to pay for them. Like, I mean, that's just, if they drafted two good NFL-ready tight ends last year, they wouldn't be paying these two guys. I mean, it's just common sense. No one would do it that way. That you want to hit on your picks because they're younger and they're cheaper and all that. It's like, I don't know, talking to a three-year-old. Like, they failed in drafting those positions, so they had to buy them. Like, fact. I mean, it's just like, so
it's really not debatable. So to spin it is like, this might be the most embarrassing thing of all.
I mean, really, it's idiotic, right? Frankly. You know, really, like, what? So they drafted poorly on purpose? Now, look, if you say to me that, well, they're going to cut both Asiasi and Keene now, I don't believe that. I
don't want them to.
Yeah, I don't either. In fact, I got theories on where this might be going, but we can get to those later.
Go to your theory right now, Maz. I meant to set that up earlier. What do you think they're building here?
Okay, so worst case, let's say Newton's the quarterback. Let's say he is. Maybe they're trying to do something akin to what Baltimore has, where they get three tight ends on the field. When they played him 2 years ago, it was three tight ends on the field all the time with a power running game. So I just look at it and say, look at the guys they brought in so far. Trent Brown, who, as much as everyone said was a passing game player, is a freaking road grader in the running game. He is a force in the run game. And they've now added two tight ends after drafting two, and I think Asiasi showed a little something. Keene's undersized, but Asiasi's at least got some size to him. So maybe he's a third tight end. Maybe they run three tight ends at the time, and they throw to Andrews and just like the Ravens threw to Andrews and Boykin. They end up throwing to Henry, Smith, and Asiasi because they created all these mismatches. And I will further believe it if what triggered the thought was the idea that they were in on Leonard Fournette. So they're in on Fournette. They're apparently poking around about Chris Carson, formerly of Seattle, who is another power back. So I look at it and say maybe Bill's giving himself a safety net.
I'd buy it, but I'd really believe it if they make a signing you didn't mention, and that's David Andrews. If you really want to run the ball, I think you need to have him back.
Agreed. They need a center. No two ways about it. But I also think they can find one if they don't get Andrews.
Okay, so I think it's solid. If you've got a poor throwing quarterback, tight ends help, and I think
keep it simple.
Both Aguilar and Bourne work well over the middle. Aguilar is a bigger guy. They both play in the slot. Like, you sort of make it, neither of those guys are, home run hitters, a high degree of, chucking the ball down the field. So,
well, Aguilar was last year with Vegas, though.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but he's been in the slot a fair amount, though, and so is Bourne. I looked it up this morning. Both of those guys have played anywhere from, let's just say, a third of their snaps are in the slot. It's not like they never play there. And Aguilar played more in the slot when he was with the Eagles. So I think, it feels to me like they are trying to control the middle of the field. That's what it feels like, and that's where Newton should be able to throw. Now, you want to whip it down the sidelines? I don't think he's your guy. But every once in a while, they might chuck one up there just for the hell of it. But I don't know. I just wonder if it's a fallback. Maybe it's a fallback. Let's go get a bunch of tight ends. We'll get a couple of big backs, when we can run. And even Newton does have Lamar Jackson speed, but he can get your 4 yards.
We're not going to have the quarterback to spread the field with four or five receivers and, chuck the ball all over the yard. That's not the kind of quarterback we're going to have, so we're not going to build a team like that. Which is, now it makes sense, but is also scary.
Right.
Is that a tell that Cam Newton is going to be the guy? And that's, I think, the more we go forward, the less you want that, because it now looks like they have an actual team around them. Anyway, back to your thoughts on that, David Andrews talk. Go ahead, Quinn in Arlington.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. One thing I wanted to point out was that the David Andrews contract is still a large contract that's on the table for the Patriots. I was just wondering if that's something that's still feasible for them, or if you think they should move on from him and spread the money other places.
So, I mean, you're asking the wrong guy, because I think, especially in a short, sample like this, you can sign as many guys as you want. You really can. So, I mean, I'd like to see him back. I think they can afford him to come back. But at some point, even me, who's a cap is crap and all, at some point, I mean, they're budgets, at some point, the Crafts aren't going to want to lose a lot of money or lose any money. And so at some point, there is a limit, okay? And if you do have designs on a quarterback coming in, a real quarterback coming in for real money, even if it's Garoppolo at 25, you know, can you bring back Lawrence Guy? Can you bring back David? At some point, they're going to hit a ceiling here, Maz.
Oh, no question. Look, so I like Andrews. I think Andrews is good value. But I'm coming to the conclusion rapidly that he's gone. And I'm basing that just on the money they're throwing around. And I don't think this is a small thing. The guy had like a life issue 2 years ago. You know, if he took the money, I can't blame him. Who knows when, you know, if you have something like that, to me, you take the dough. And so if someone wants to pay out the nose, do it. The other thing is, I heard Zolak and Bertrand talking about this. The kid from Alabama apparently is supposed to be really good, who's in the draft. He's a center. And Andrews was undrafted. So as much as I love Andrews, I feel like it's something you should be able to find, especially if you're going to run the ball.
Matt in Sudbury, you're up next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Matt.
Hey, first of all, thank you for the cameo, Murray. Great job. Second of all, you can't tell me that Robert Kraft signing off on $250 million just to watch his team scratch and claw at 9-7, 10-6 with Cam Newton throwing paint cans around there. That's just not, you know, doesn't make any sense. They have to do something big at quarterback. I still think they can get stupid, quote unquote stupid, and give San Fran an offer they can't refuse with a first round pick for Garoppolo, or trade for Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson at this point, or trade up in the draft for a quarterback. Those are the three options I'd be acceptable
okay.
with.
I still don't know. Thanks for the call. The Watson, you know, people have started to dream about Watson and Russell Wilson now because they've just gone so nuts and are so aggressive, and now anything's possible. So people are putting those possibilities on the table. So let's just say that they would do it. They want to do it. How do they possibly have the capital to do it? You know, they could offer Houston 5 first-round picks, but they're all going to be at the bottom of the first round. The highest right. Houston would pick is 15th this year, and then the rest would be in the high 20s. They'd be picking 28th, 27th, and higher than that for the next five. Like, and what young player do you have? So, I mean, even if they wanted to, how could you possibly match what some of these other teams could offer out there?
Well, he intimidates. I think the only way you could make it happen is if he intimidates Nick Caserio, or Nick Caserio feels indebted to Bill, because otherwise, just from a logistical standpoint with what they have, it's seemingly impossible. Even if you try to package some of those future number ones and tell him, like, well, you know, you'd be able to package them and move up, like, it's still not worth it to them. It's just not.
Yeah, I can't imagine how it lines up. I just can't imagine how it lines up. You'd have to give up a boatload of picks, and then, as you said, too, there's going to be someone else that can offer more. And if Caserio, and it's one of his first moves as, you know, the GM of the franchise, trades away Deshaun Watson and does a favor to Bill Belichick in the process, he'll be fired tomorrow.
Okay. We continue with your reaction to a historic 24, 36 hours here for the New England Patriots. And all the reports are that it's not over. So there may be more shoes to drop as we go forward today. We got our finger on the button. We will give you the breaking news as it occurs. Here's the very latest with Murray and his update.
This.
And we're back in 90 seconds, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.